for years, we've just we've put out calls to the agencies, and they have whatever method they have, and some of the agencies have much more sophisticated methods than others. And so to help them, our staff convened a working group. The instrument that was used for the data call for this telework report, and which will be used for the next telework report, was worked out among agencies to make it more reliable, more consistent, easier for people to answer accurately. But the future, what the future holds, it's really exciting. We've gotten the payroll providers to come together and develop a more automated tracking system. So we're expecting to test that in the next cycle, and then for the following cycle, we expect to shift to sort of a uniform automated payroll system-based methodology, so that everybody, particularly every major agency that's serviced by a major payroll provider, which is almost everyone now, will have a common way to track, and then we can slice and dice the numbers and have a lot more data reliability. So it's we like to say that this is certainly a management practice in transition, and the data collection is also in transition, but rapidly improving, and should be really really greatly improved in the next couple of years.
When you say the next cycle, what does that mean?
For the current report that was just released, as you read in there, we took a snapshot in time, and had the agencies report telework activity during a snapshot in time. We're going to do the same thing for the next report that will come out next June, but at the same time, we're going to pilot the use of the automated payroll provider system so that we'll be able to compare the snapshot, of agency submitted data and the payroll provider captured data. So it's kind of one is a fill in the box, and the other is more capturing what's being tracked through the payroll system. And so we hope to work out the inconsistencies of those two approaches, so that by the following cycle, so the report that would be issued in June of 2014, we can transition to a completely automated system.
How would that change things for agencies?
Well, sure. The best thing about having an automated system is, the utility of any automated system is based on rigorously entering the data correctly. But by we believe by 2014, just to give you an example of how it would be improved, rather than counting heads or counting telework agreements, you could actually track the number of hours worked by telework instead of the law specifies certain reporting about the number of days and those sorts of things, but we think that over time, and there's already a few agencies with some of this capacity, you can track the number of hours worked by telework. You can track the grades of employees who are teleworking more frequently. You can look by region. I mean, you can do a lot of data analytics that way that you just can't do right now with some of the manual count them up and turn in a number system that some of the agencies still use. So this will be somewhat of an improvement for some of the agencies. It'll be a giant leap forward for some of the other agencies that don't have anything like this currently.
Would this mean that you wouldn't need to do the report in the same way that you do it now? You'd have this information collected differently?
Well, we could have the information collected differently, yes, but it would lead to the same kind of report. It would just provide a more robust analytics for the agencies themselves. I mean, right now, the annual telework report is our compilation. We aren't sitting in sort of a driver's seat. We're compiling what the agencies report to us, and so one can imagine not only how this a more automated system would be useful at the agency level, but it could also be used to compare. OPM or OMB could use the data to do a lot more analytics and figure out what is actually happening and how to use it as a better management tool.
Justin Johnson is the OPM Deputy Chief of Staff. I also asked him about continued problems with telework management. OPM's latest report on telework says some managers continue to resist the idea of letting employees work from anywhere but the office. And Johnson says OPM is dealing with the problem, but there's not much it can do.
All we can really do is continue to emphasize good training and management by results. So we have one of the things the report talked about was the most common method of training for both individuals and for managers of individuals who telework is the training module that's found online at telework.gov. And it does highlight, you know, sort of the change in approach that's required if you've got a teleworker, you know, to set clear goals and deadlines and, you know, literally manage by results rather than by attendance. And so, I mean, that's been our mantra. We have a series of, workshops where we bring in the telework managing officers and try to give them assistance like that. But, you know, it's really a matter of comfort. And, you know, what a lot of managers find is that they sort of have to grow into it if they've never done it before. And over time, you know, you learn, you get better. And you know, it leads to better outcomes, ultimately, when you're holding somebody to a 5 o'clock deadline rather than, how many hours did you put in today?
Now, what about people who just don't want to telework?
Yeah, well, in our employee viewpoint survey in particular, we've always found this number of people, fairly significant number, 10 to 12%, who choose not to telework. And what's really fascinating about that group is that their morale, their clarity of expectations, all of their things track with people who are allowed to telework, who choose to telework. So it almost becomes a matter of choice. When you get to choose the method of doing your best work, obviously you're going to be more engaged and productive.